And we're back here at Lowndes High Stadium as the Georgia Bridgemen play the national anthem. So we'll take just a minute of silence as we complete the national anthem.
Georgia Bridgemen, the award-winning Georgia Bridgemen and the national anthem. And we are just moments away from the kickoff, and we should be seeing the captains coming out on the field. Officials have gone to the locker rooms to get the captains. Bill, a little bit about, we were talking about Woodland High School, a team that is comprised mainly of Stockbridge and Union Grove players. These guys have been playing together for a while.
Right.
The only thing is they had to move over to a new school when Woodland went into effect last year, or whenever they, I think it's a couple of years old, anyway. They played a sub-varsity schedule last year and went 2-6. But they've got a lot. Every player that played last year is back this year.
Yeah, they really didn't have a senior class. Now, there are some seniors on the roster this year. And you're right. Some of them came from Stockbridge. Some of them from Union Grove High School. Came over as freshmen. Now, there may be, and this is kind of interesting, Wes. In 2005, didn't we play Union Grove in the state playoffs?
Yes,
and some of those kids that are seniors on this team may have been freshmen on that team and maybe made that trip here back in 2005. So this, for them, is a return trip. Wes, I want to thank Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road, Keith and Stacy and that whole staff. They do such a great job. They take care of all of their customers when they come in, and they get your food to you fast, hot, and it's the best food around, I tell you. Stop in at Crystal River Seafood. Tell them Wes and Bill sent you. Crystal River Seafood and Lowndes High Sports, a winning combination.
Now, Bill and I are there every Thursday at 12 o'clock. If you'd like to stop by and have lunch with us, feel free to do so and talk a little bit of Lowndes High football.
Yeah, we absolutely enjoy ourselves. Wes, I want to take just a minute before we get to kickoff. I know there's a guy listening that is not in the stands tonight, and he always is in the stands, and that's Chuck Pearson. Chuck, his wife, Krista, is the Lowndes High Teacher of the Year. But Chuck had a little medical scare earlier the first part of this week, and he is still in the hospital. He's got the radio on tonight. Krista said that as long as he doesn't get too excited, he's allowed to listen. So, Chuck, we'll try and take it easy on you, buddy, and I hope you're getting better, and I know you'll be back in the stands pretty soon and ready to enjoy the Lowndes High Vikings.
And,
They are going to honor a former Viking tonight. Look at here, Wes. Who's that out there on the field, Wes?
Coach Randy McPherson.
Who else?
Little fellow by the name of Randall Godfrey.
Randall Godfrey. What a great honor for Randall Godfrey to be recognized here tonight as we make the new Martin Stadium. We give him a presentation and an award for everything that he has done for Lowndes High, not only just as a player when he was a student here, but my goodness, all of the camps that he does every summer since he has left here. And I just think that is tremendous. He has done such a great deal for this community, for Lowndes. Randall Godfrey, he's out there with the captains. Let's see if I can do this without numbers. Number four, Marcus Solomon. Number 42, Chris Stinson. Number 9, Gerald Demps. And number 75, Brady Brantley. Got to get those numbers. We had some number changes, but most of those are all the same from last year.
Yep.
From over at Woodland, it's number 4,
Calvin Tickle.
Number 33
is Josh Tokes.
Number 21
is Brian Moore.
And number 51
is Delon Levici.
Levici, I'll go with that.
And I'd like to say hello to all of our Woodland folks up in Henry County listening via the internet. Hope we're going to didn't get a chance to meet with the coaches before the game to get some proper pronunciation, so just bear with us, folks. I know we're going to mispronounce a name or two, but it's it's not intentional.
Right. I want to say I've met a guy kind of through some emails and different things who has a son playing here at Woodland, also has a son playing at Union Grove. He shares your name. Good heavens, I don't know how, but Wes Anderson, I want to say hello to you. I know you're listening tonight.
Stop, look, listen, here comes the Mikey, Mikey Viking.
I've been waiting 8 months to hear that. The officials now at middle of the field with both sets of players going over some basic rules. Woodland, of course, will call the toss, being the visiting team. Wes, this turf is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it is.
The Albany Association, I believe.
Well, they're now called the All-Star Association.
All-Star, that's right, All-Star Association. And let's see, here's getting ready to make the toss.
There it is. Shows it to Brady Brantley, shows it to the Woodland captain.
Looks like that Woodland may have won the toss, I'm not sure. Yes, they
Woodland
have.
Woodland won the toss.
And they will
elect to receive.
So the Vikings will kick off to start the 2008 season here at Martin Stadium. Shaking hands now, middle of the field, and we're just minutes, Wes. Minutes.
We're not even minutes. We're a minute or maybe 2 minutes away from kicking off the 2008 high school season.
And I tell you, after watching practice this week, this couldn't have come soon enough for this team.
The band marching to the end zone.
See how well they get up into these new stands. The steps are very similar. If you've been here to Martin Stadium, the old steps that came up into where the band was here on the home side have all been taken down, and there's a new set of steps going up into the end zone seats. So unlike before where they could all kind of huddle over there at the sideline, they're all having to stay in the end zone to try and get themselves up. Now looks like they're trying to get the band out of the end zone. They're going to try and go around the other side now, taking them outside. This is all new to everybody, including the band.
Yep. Back deep to receive for Woodland, number 27, Chris Lewis, along with, gets his hands down, I can see his jersey, number 86. Nope, there's not an 86.
There's a 27 on the field and a 26.
26, that is Kevin Wynn. And set to kick off is number 40, Mark Willis.
Mark got stronger and stronger in the kickoffs last year as we went on through the season. Look for him to try to put it down into that corner. What do you call it?
The coffin corner. Mark kicking toward the south end zone. His foot's into the ball in the air. The 2008 high school football season is underway. Takes the ball at the 10, cuts back across the 10, and gets as far as the 12, where he's hauled down by Gerald Dent. And number 26, Geraldo Orta.
Gerald Dent just broke his block as he went around the left side and just laid into number 27, that being Paul Johnson. And Woodland will take over short of the 15-yard line.
Number 3. Well, let's see who's starting at quarterback. I had number 12. But
number 3.
Ray Lewis will start at quarterback.
Henry Harden at the nose.
Takes the pitch out, goes around the right side, gets it just back to the line of scrimmage.
Greg Reed on the tackle. Very quick pass, just that real quick pass. The quarterback takes the ball from center, turns, and just fires the ball. Greg Reed was right there to make the tackle, so no gain on the play.
Lewis brings the play from the sidelines with Coach Scott Schmidt.
Also on that defensive line, like we said, Ridge Spivey, Little Bear Simmons.
Marlon Jones comes out wide, and they put Calvin Bennett in the slot. One man in the back. No, two men in the backfield now. Lewis takes a snap, gives it to the fullback over the left side, and he'll get about 2 yards up to about maybe the 15, where it will be third and about eight from there, Bill.
With Henry Harden on the tackle. Look like Henry Harden, too. Then they're giving the. We're debating already. We're only in the first game. Who made the tackle? Lee Ruiz, also along with Henry Harden.
Trying to get the numbers of the back that's in the backfield. Lewis now in the shotgun. He spins two receivers near side, two far side. We're in man coverage. Four-man front, two linebackers. Snap. Drops back, the little quarterback draw, starts up the middle, gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage, and there comes Lee Ruiz to stop him at the line of scrimmage. But, Bill, did you see who got a hand on him in the backfield?
No, I didn't. And he just kind of turned real funny, and Lee stayed on it. That's one thing that the coaches have said about Lee Ruiz. Lee has the nose for the ball. He seems to anticipate where it's going to be going to. And the punter back there now is 25, Wes.
That is Hunter Brown. Back deep to receive is Greg Reed standing just inside, just at the Woodland 45-yard line. Ball back at the 13-yard line. 10 minutes to go here, first quarter, no score. There's a snap.
Put it is blocked! It is blocked!
By everybody.
Who blocked it? Who comes up with the ball? Bill is
Rich Spivey.
Rich Spivey comes up with the ball at the 5-yard line. First and goal, our Vikings at the 5.
I got to say, everybody made that block there. 2005.
Nice pictures.
Want to thank our fans. We got fans now, Wes. You believe it?
You do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right.
All righty. Miller up to the line of scrimmage. He brings the offensive line up. Franklin under center. In the backfield, number 23, that's Joel Burkholder.
No, 33.
No, 33 is Robert Anderson over the right side. He's down to about the 2-3 yard line, still pushing. And they'll get all the way down to about maybe the 1.5.
Wes, they just about pushed that whole pile into the end zone. Robert Anderson, that's who you heard in the student-to-student interview, Michael Copeland called Texas. Robert Anderson transferred here from somewhere in Texas this year and has really stepped up. And it's looking like he's going to take over that fullback spot, maybe as a regular.
C.J. Moore checks in, gives the play to Kari Franklin. Gerald Demps in the backfield also. Anderson, Greg Reed. Demps comes to the right side, Reed to the left side. Anderson right behind Franklin. Franklin takes a snap tight end to our side, gives it to Reed around the right side. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Greg Reed. Greg Reed went around the right side, absolutely untouched, untouched for the touchdown.
Jackson Dalton.
Long snapper.
The long snapper, number 38. Willis at the 10-yard line waiting.
And Cole Parker will be the holder.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And with 8:55 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7, Woodland nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lions High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back
deep to receive will be number 26. That's Kevin Wynn. And number 27, Chris Lewis.
So a short drive for the Vikings. Put 6 points and then the extra point for 7. And they lead here 7-0.
Mark Willis is put into it.
That's deep.
Lewis will take it in the end zone for a touchback. The first and 10. Woodland Wolfpack from the 20-yard line. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Woodland and the North Carolina State red and white uniforms. Our Vikings maroon jerseys, maroon pants.
Well,
silver letters.
I'm sorry, if you watched North Carolina State last night play against South Carolina, you'll know why they wear the red and white. They are the Wolfpack, just as North Carolina State.
Kevin Wynn in the backfield, right beside Ray Lewis. Lewis gives the ball to Wynn, tries right up the middle, and runs right into a brick wall.
Telvin Smith on the tackle. Man, he comes around from that defensive end position, Wes, so fast. I mean, they could not even get started good before Telvin Smith comes from the right side at the defensive end, tackles him at the line of scrimmage, actually almost a loss of a half a yard.
Second and 10. They bring Merlin Jones to our side. They send two receivers to the far side. Lewis in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. There's a snap, drops back, looking, starts to our side, being pressured, tries to cut back in the middle. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and they're going to mark him down at the 15-yard line for a loss of five.
Michael Copeland just saw him come around the other side and rode him down.
The third and 15.
We got to work on our timing. I'm jumping on you. I'm sorry.
It's the first game of the year.
We didn't get our preseason game out.
We didn't.
Third and long now.
Number 59, Josh Bishop, brings the Wolfpack to the line of scrimmage again. Lewis blitzes receivers. Too far, too near side. Drops back, looking straight back, throws across the middle. Catch is made in there, and that looks to be by number, trying to get the number.
Sorry,
number two, Tyre Butler. And that'll get it back to almost to the 20-yard line. Will it be fourth and 10 from there?
There on the tackle was number 8, Lee Ruiz. Lee just right there in the spot. Almost could have turned around and made the interception, but a great tackle by Lee Ruiz to give up just only a few yards. And like I say, it's fourth down now.
Hunter Brown back to punt, standing just inside his 5-yard line. We've got two backs back. Kari Franklin standing between the 35 and 40, and Reed back deep. And he gets this one away, shanks it, hits it to 50. Greg Reed picks it up. He's at the 50, cuts back inside, chips one man. Another goes far side, puts a move on another man, a stiff arm. Round the corner, he's at the 40. There's a block. He's at the 30, still on his feet, cuts back inside the 20. Chips another man, and they're going to pull him down at the 10-yard line.
Wes, I said it last year, and I'm going to say it again. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. Greg Reed just cut back across the field, shed about 5 or 6 tacklers, and gets the ball down to the 11-yard line. It ain't fair, Wes.
That is a 39-yard return by Greg Reed, the number one player in the state of Georgia. Headed off to Florida. You'll hear that a lot this year.
Yeah, the ball looked like it was going to roll out of bounds. Greg Reed picks it up about the 46, 47-yard line, and he ran another 70 yards, but across the field.
6:39 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-0. 7-0. It's our second possession. C.J. Moore comes to the near side. Franklin under center. We got a man in motion, and they give it to Anderson up the middle. Nope, there's a flag, and I think we're going to have movement on our Vikings.
That's your guy in motion.
That was Tyler Hunter. His first appearance tonight in the backfield.
Well, a little bit of that offensive line. Got to get used to. And we move so quickly on our snaps that if you have been to a practice, you've been to a game, you might know Lowndes runs on a cadence called shift, set, ready, win. And a lot of times you're moving on set or shift or ready. And it kind of changes it up. And that offensive line has got to be paying attention.
Darius Howell comes now to the near side. Ball on the far hash mark. Tyler Hunter at quarterback goes under center. Franklin throws out to Corey Franklin, makes the catch at the 10, at the 15, cuts back inside, gets down around the 10-yard line.
So gets that 5 yards back.
And maybe another extra yard.
Yeah, they're going to spot him just outside the 10-yard line.
It'll be second and a very long 9.5. We've got a guy inside the 2-yard line for a first down.
That's an interesting we're going to see that a lot this year, Wes, when you were going to have Tyler Hunter at quarterback and Kari move out to one of the wingback positions.
Thomas Ruff and a wide receiver. He comes near side. Tyler Hunter lines up at the wingback. Joel Borkhalter in the note. That's not Ness Anderson. They give it to Gerald Dempsey. Cuts inside. Run over one man. And the number 11 player in the state who's headed to Florida State just scored himself a spiky touchdown.
I see you, Gerald Dempsey. What a great run from 10 yards out. Great blocking by that offensive line. Michael Miller, Lane Grant, Brady Brantley, Big Ed Christian. And I'm leaving a new guy out, Justin Browning, along with Jordan Black at tight end. Jackson Dalton now checks in at long snapper for the extra point.
Mark Willis, line comes over.
Cole Parker, the holder, moves back into position.
Yep, he's just a sophomore. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 5:42 to go in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 14, Woodland nothing. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Football Broadcast on 99.5
Hicks Country.
Time and score.
Back in Martin Stadium, 5:42 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 14 to nothing. Wes James along with the Iceman, Wild Bill Osborne. Mark Willis set to kick off toward that south end zone. And, of course, back deep to receive is Kevin Wynn and Chris Lewis.
Another short drive of 10 yards for our Vikings, and they put another 7 on the board.
Mark Willis puts his foot into it. High kick. Lewis takes it at the 8, picks it up, drops it. He's across the 10. It gets hauled down at the 11.
Bobbled
number 10, Telvin Smith. Had he not bobbled the ball, he had a little wall in front of him, but he bobbled it, had to pick it back up, and only got about 3 yards. And Woodland will take over first and 10. No, they're from the 12-yard line.
Got an official's timeout on the field. It's really humid. It might be a water timeout, Wes.
That does look like it is.
Another very short drive. The first time was our first score tonight, Wes, came on after a blocked punt. And then this one, on a great punt return by Greg Reed, gets us down to about the 10-yard line. Couple plays and into the end zone again, and the Vikings are up 14 to nothing here in the first quarter with 5:34 remaining. I believe they're starting to answer some questions.
Well, Bill, a little, I think it's kind of ironic, the two most heralded players on the Viking football team, the two most recruited and sought after, Greg Reed and Gerald Demp, scored the first two touchdowns.
Well, I mean, these guys play a lot of positions all over, but it's not a one-man or a two-man team. And you don't want fans to think that, and this team they don't believe that, and they know that. This team requires an offensive line to open the holes. It requires everybody to do their part. And it was a water timeout.
Yes, it was.
Like I said, really hot and humid out here.
Kari Franklin, along with Marcus Solomon, Greg Reed and Gerald Demps in the backfield. Linebackers.
It's like Anderson and Copeland.
Anderson and Copeland. Copeland on our side. This time, Ray Lewis goes under center, gives the ball to, looks like number 26, and he gets hit in the backfield. In fact, Bill, he'll lose a couple of yards.
Yeah, he will. That was number 76, Deion Crenshaw, that led on the tackle, but you heard the PA announcer. Really was a gang of guys, Vikings, back there to make the tackle. Crenshaw, the leader there.
Loses 3, so it's 2nd and 13. The ball back inside the 10-yard line now at the 9.
Yeah, Crenshaw's moved into that nose position. Henry Harden moves out to the tackle along with Ridge Spivey.
There's a snap. Lewis under center. Keeps the ball, tries to run around the backside. He's hit in the end zone. No, gets just back across the goal line. They say he's outside.
Wow.
So it will not be a safety. Great job by Ray Lewis. He kind of looked like he faked the dive play, kept the ball, rolled around toward the press box side of the stadium, and was being chased hard, got hit back about the 2-yard line, tried to get away, was actually in the end zone when he was hit, but fell across the goal line. So the ball all the way back to the 1-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, I almost thought his knee hit when he was in the end zone, but he stayed up, and you're right, he pushed the ball back over the goal line, and the ball now is placed between the 1-yard line and the goal line. And it's third down.
And 22.
Quick punt? Quick kick?
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. Deep as you are.
Lewis in the backfield. And Lewis goes under center. And, Bill, something funny just happened with a handoff.
Well, no, I think he was just trying to see if a hole opened up. Didn't want to get caught back into the end zone for a touchback, so for a safety. He just kind of stayed right there as the ball was snapped, tried to see if a hole opened up, and, of course, it didn't. And they may have got a half yard.
And this time, Hunter Brown will have to punt out of the back of the end zone, the ball at the 1-yard line, 4th and 22.
Greg Reed and Kari back to receive the punt.
3:30 to go here, first quarter. Vikings lead at 14 to nothing. Nope. Ray Lewis in the shotgun. He sends two receivers near side, two far side.
It's going to be a punt, though.
You know it's going to be a quick kick. Nope. He's going to try to run it out of the end. No, now he runs. Now he kicks it. Ball hits out of bounds. Let's see where they're going to mark it at. There comes the official down the sidelines.
They gave him the 21 on the kick out of bounds.
So the first and 10 Vikings from the Woodland 21-yard line. 3:03 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 14-0.
Viking offense, we're still here in the first quarter. There's Mr. Levi Vitas comes up to visit.
Yep.
We'll have to get him up here. We'll talk to him maybe at halftime. You got you an interview. You can ask him about how Western Carolina was. That's got to be the biggest stadium that young Mr. Vitas has probably ever been in.
Tyler Hunter at quarterback. Darius Howell brings the play and ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Howell goes to the far side. In the backfield is number 8, Lee Ruiz. Tyler takes a snap. Gives it, fakes it to Lewis, keeps the ball, being chased from behind, looking to throw. Been hit hard, now throws toward the end zone. Overthrows Gerald Demps at the goal line. But I'm going to tell you what, he had a lot of pressure from number 34, Brandon Russell, and number 4, Calvin Tiggle.
But the thing about Tyler Hunter is he feels that pressure, and that's just, you know, good instincts. He feels the pressure. He didn't panic. He didn't try to rush out. He just stayed ahead of the tacklers coming after him, looking downfield. And you can't say that about too many sophomores that have that kind of presence of mind.
Second and 10 from the 21. C.J. Moore brings the play in, and he goes to the visitor side of the field. Again, it's Lewis in the backfield at the fullback spot. We got a man in motion, and we give it right up the middle to Lewis, and Lewis will pick up about
Ruiz.
5. Lee Ruiz, as he gets down to about the 16, he'll pick up 5 yards. Will be 3rd and 5. From the 16-yard line. Gets the ball right in the middle of the field.
And it's 3rd down now.
Kari Franklin comes in. And he puts, and with that.
Looks like Thomas Runk coming in at wide receiver.
Greg Reed comes out, and Tyler Hunter moves to the backfield.
That's going to be the unique thing this year is the personnel and how it changes.
Thomas Ruff to the near side. Tyler Hunter in motion. We give it to Lewis up the middle. And look at it, what a run by Lee Ruiz. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Lee Ruiz. We've been saying all season this was going to be Lee Ruiz's year. He was going to step in, play that fullback role, play that linebacker role. He has been biding his time. It's his turn.
Boy, he sure did. Dalton Jackson, the long snapper. Cole Parker to hold.
Cole Parker, quarterback, is going to play a lot of JV this year.
There's a snap. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 2:01 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 21, Woodland nothing. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country.
I got it.
Back in Barton Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. 21-3, Vikings lead it with 2:01 to go here in the first quarter.
And
Willis set to kick off. High kick off. And it goes to Kevin Wynn in the end zone, and that'll be a touchback, bringing out to the 20.
Early score in the second quarter, Northside Warner Robins 14, Perry 13.
And from over in Packer country, it's the Packers 26, Randolph Clay 0 right now.
Yep. That 14-13, I figured Perry would have something for him early. Now, I think the depth of Northside Warner Robins will probably take over into the second half. We'll see.
Ray Lewis at quarterback.
Back, still the starting defensive lineup in there, what we started the game with, Lee Ruiz and Michael Copeland at linebacker.
Sends Darius Tokes far side and brings Marlon Jones near side. And Alton Price in the backfield, right up the middle, and almost, maybe picks up a half a yard.
Kelvin Smith again from his defensive end position. We said at the top of the show when we were talking about the depth chart, Telvin Smith, all of a sudden from going from a defensive backfield up to the line playing defensive end, the light switch went on.
Here
look
goes
here.
The Polecat. They've got four down linemen out on our side with a running back, throws to him in the backfield, makes the catch, and gets across the 20 up to the 25. And that's the biggest play of the night. And that pass play was to Kevin Wynn. They put four down linemen with Wynn right behind them. Caught him sleeping there a little bit through the pass. Lewis's pass out to Wynn. And they'll pick up about 7 yards. It'll be third and, well, 6 yards. Third and four. The ball up to the 27-yard line.
Good tackle by our defense. Also coming in from the defensive backfield, when he saw it starting to happen, Marcus Solomon came in and laid a hit right there at the end. They'll make those guys think about it the next time.
Blitz's receivers puts a man in the slot on the far side. Lewis under center. Take drops back. Quarterback draw, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Will not get the first down.
And it's Lee Ruiz grabbing the ankles right there as he went through.
Took about a step and a half back and then trying to go over the right side. It'll be fourth and about, a yard and a half, and there comes the punt team.
Look for the, I don't know, hey, you look for the fake. There's 28, 27 seconds running clock now here in the first quarter.
Vikings lead at 21-0.
They're going to let this clock run out. They don't have to snap the ball. They'll go to the second quarter here.
They will. Let's see. What. Let's wait and see, Bill.
Yeah, you never know. It's 11-10.
Now, timeout call. Timeout called Woodland. And with that, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 21-0. You're listening to the Lions High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, 6 seconds to go. Vikings lead at 21-0. It is fourth and about a yard and a half for the Woodland Wolfpack. I want to say hello to Rich and Jerry Strumpler as they turn around and wave to everybody. See you folks tomorrow up in Newberry, South Carolina.
There you go. Want to tell Chuck Pearson, Chuck, there's no need to get your blood pressure up or anything tonight. I think we got it.
Lewis in the back like he's going to punt, starts to run, looking maybe for a hole. Stop. Oh, nice. Kicks it, and I don't know if it's tipped, but it only got up to the 30-yard line. Looked like he was going to try to run out to the right side, Bill, since he saw a hole, maybe pick up the first down. Wasn't there. Kicked the ball.
Yep. So that's the first quarter.
And at the end of the first quarter, it's our Vikings 21. Woodland nothing. Will take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5. Hicks Country.
We might be back. I thought we took 60.
Well, I thought we took a 60, but maybe not.
Okay, because I picked up and I got dead headphones. We're back.
And first and 10, Vikings on Woodland's 32-yard line.
And we start the second quarter leading 21-0. Still negotiating. Hang on. Read it. Go. We're on. We got it recorded. Go.
Greg Reed. There's Corey Franklin. Takes a snap. Pitches out to Greg Reed. High snap. Takes it going around the right side. Gets hit at the 25. Bounces back inside. Cuts in. Cuts back to the 20. Now to the 15. Goes to the right side of the field. Back to the left. And cuts inside across the 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Greg Reed. Just keep going.
Mark Willis. On to attempt the extra point. That ball's down, kicked up. And it's good. And with 11:42 to go here in the first half, our Vikings lead it 28-0. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All right, we're back.
Back.
And sorry, had some phone line problems there.
We had some phone line problems. What happened was, Corey Franklin took the snap at the 32 on our near side, gave it to Greg Reed, who started around the right side. He went across the 30, got down to the 25, where he ran into a wall of Woodland Wolfpack tacklers, got away from those, reversed his field, went back behind the 30, got up to the 20, run into another man, cut inside, went to the 15, got to the 10, did a spin move, come back to the near side of the field, and then took it to the end zone.
And it's now 28-0. Our Vikings lead the Wolfpack of Woodland High School. Sorry about that, folks. I'm not sure if it was a cutoff from our end or over at the station, but the phone line just gave out on us. But that's okay. We're back. And the Vikings set to kick off. Mark Willis.
Mark Willis approaches the ball, puts that right foot into it, high end over end kick, and Wynn will take it. take it in the goal line. Caught it, momentum took him back across the goal line. It'll be a touchback, and it'll be Wolfpack football at the 20-yard line. 11:42 to go first half. Vikings lead it 28-0.
Okay, now we can kind of catch our breath again. That was a great run by Greg Reed. Your description of it, as well as it was, didn't do it justice. I mean, Greg has such moves that I've said before on punt returns, it's just not fair.
Lewis and the shotgun brings two receivers near side, two far side. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers, man coverage. Fakes the little draw play, throws it out to number 88. That's Merlin Jones. He's across the 20 up to about the 22-yard line.
Looked like Anderson and Michael Copeland led on the tackle, but there were quite a few more, Henry Harden and others, that just buried him.
Second and eight. Second eight from the 22-yard line. Wolfpack going from left to right on your radio dial. I'd like to say hello to all our folks tuned in via the Internet up in Henry County.
Yeah, remind everybody, if you can't pick us up on the radio, you can do it on the Internet.
Lewis in the shotgun. He's got Tyre Butler in the shotgun. In the slot. Pass completed out to the 25, up to the 30, across the 35. And it'll be a first down for the Wolfpack.
That's their first down. But, you know, I don't know that the Vikings have made a first down. Two early drives were at the 10. Had another drive that I don't think we made a first down on before we scored. And then that one that Greg Reed scored on. We'll get with a statistician down here, Coach Dyson.
Darius Cooks comes near side. He's got Tyre Butler right off his hip. Lewis again in the shotgun, two receivers far side, fakes a throw, throws downfield. Oh, just overthrows number 8, Alton Price, as he split two of our defensive backs, Bill.
Yeah, he was wide open. Tyler Hunter and Gerald Demps both kind of looking at each other about what the zone did. And no accusations or anything. They're just trying to determine who didn't pick up what in the zone, because that's a learning experience.
Now, Merlin Jones goes to the wide side along with Alton Price. You've got Butler in the slot on this side. Lewis started under shotgun. Now he started under center, backs out, now goes back under center. Takes it and gives it to Wynn in the backfield. Oh, around one man and slips and falls at the 40 after picking up 3 yards. So it'll be third and 7 from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Ridge Spivey just had him by the ankles, pushed him a little bit right into Michael Mitchell. Michael ended up making the tackle after only a short game.
Best drive of the night so far for the Wolfpack. Ball in the middle of the field. 10:15 to go here and a half. Vikings lead it 28-0. Darius Tooks comes near side with Butler in the slot. Two receivers far side. Lewis in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Five-man front. There comes the rush. Throws across the middle. And Price had it in his hands at the 40. But he was hit immediately
by
Lee Ruiz. Drops the ball. So it'll be fourth and 7 from the 40. That'll stop the clock with 9:59 to go.
And bring up fourth down for the Wolfpack. Wolfpack on the 40. You kind of wonder if they're maybe take a chance and go for it.
You never know.
That's what it looks like it's going to be. I don't see a punter.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Again, it's Tooks on this side with Butler in the slot. Wynn moves Lux out of the wingback spot, and Lewis is in the shotgun all by himself. Drops straight back, looks, pumps, fakes, starts to throw, and he's hit in the backfield.
Chris Stinson.
Stinson got to him, and he'll bring him down at the 39, at the 34-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over first and 10, Bill.
Great rush by Chris Stinson, but it is also, that sack also came because the defensive backs had great coverage on their receivers, and it gave Stinson an opportunity to get in and make the sack. And that'll take over on downs. It'll be the Vikings' first down. And they'll take over, where's that, the 34-yard line.
Yep. 9:49 to go first half. Vikings lead it 28-0.
Lane Grant, big guard, comes rumbling in here a little bit late, along with Justin Browning, Brady Brantley, Ed Christian, and Jordan Black. That's your offensive line.
Thomas Rump comes near side. Corey Franklin drops back, getting pressure. No place to go. Breaks away from one man. Gets across the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up maybe 2-3 yards before he's tackled in there by number 51. That's DeLon Levici.
good heads-up play by Kari Franklin. Nothing was there. It was like a jailbreak rush at him, and he just kind of split them, went right up the middle, and was still able to get the ball over the line of scrimmage, pick up a couple yards.
Second and eight. Darius Howell brings the play and gives it to Franklin. Vikings now going from right to left on your radio dial. Franklin under center. They're in a three-man front. They bring a linebacker up on the outside. We give it to Tyler Hunter around the right side. Away from one man. Runs right into two Wolfpack players at the 26-yard line. And he'll be short of the first down. It's going to be third and about two from there, Bill.
Tyler Hunter, as he came around and he broke into free lane, you know, out open, he looked like he could have maybe cut that outside as he decided to go inside, and he dropped that shoulder and just laid it into the defender. Looking from up here, we have a great vantage point. You wonder maybe should he cut that outside, but he's showing that he's got some power.
C.J. Moore brings the play and gives it to Franklin. Fullback is Robert Anderson. Wing back to Gerald Demps. And he gives it to
number 25,
Michael Mitchell, goes over the left side. And Bill,
touchdown Vikings.
From 26 yards out.
Michael Mitchell went through there absolutely untouched, Wes, right into the end zone for another Viking touchdown. Now 34-0, and the Vikings line up for the extra point.
Jackson Dalton on as a long snapper. Cole Parker, the sophomore quarterback, to hold. Mark Willis waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up. And with 8:04 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 35, Woodland nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. 8:04 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 35-0. Willis set to kick off. Wynn and Chris Lewis back deep to receive. Wynn will take... the ball will go into the end zone. Touchback, and Woodland will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Mark had it first kick that was not into the end zone. Since then, he's been putting him right back into that corner, into the end zone. We've seen a number of Vikings in the backfield on offense, and a number of them scoring. Greg's the only one with more than one touchdown, right?
Yep, Greg has two. Gerald Demps has one.
Lee
Lewis has one. And Michael Mitchell has one.
My goodness. I'm going to be busy tonight when I start working the stats up here.
Sure will.
I say I'm going to be busy.
Lewis in the shotgun. Again, splits receivers. Two near side, two far side. Drops back, look. Throws deep. Price open at the 40. Up to the 45. Across the 50-yard line into Viking territory. Down to the 48-yard line.
Did a great job. What he did was he got inside the zone. Right as he passed the first zone, before he hit the second zone, as it goes deeper into the field, his quarterback did a great job. Hit him right in stride, and it's one of those, that's a really hard pass to defend because you're right in between that zone.
32-yard pass play from Ray Lewis to Alton Price. And the Wolfpack is in Viking territory for the first time tonight at our 48-yard line. Vikings in a five-man front. Two linebackers, man coverage. Darius Tukes to the near side. Butler in the slot. He's looking downfield, throws across the middle again to Price, just off the fingertips at the 40-yard line.
Now that time, Wes, the short zone was empty, and that's where he turned and stopped, and all the defenders had run into a deeper zone. They've got to kind of spread out a little bit and stay in that shallow zone.
Price, a 6'2", 190-pound junior. Tukes and Butler to the near side. Price to the far side. Twins both ways. Man in motion, not called. Again off the fingertips of Price. It'll be third and 10.
Again, the Wolfpack trying that really quick pass before the defense really has a chance to react to it. Third and 10 now.
Lewis goes over, gets the play, comes back, again in the shotgun. He's got Jones and Price to the far side, Tukes and Butler to the near side. Splits his twins. There's a snap, looking downfield for her. He's got Tukes and overthrows him. at the 10-yard line, but he was covered deep by Tyler Hunter.
Tyler Hunter did a good job that time. He stayed right with the receiver.
The fourth and 10 now. 7:30 to go here first half. Vikings lead it 35-0. Coach's show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub at 7 o'clock right here on Kicks Country. And you can keep up with all the Viking sports by going to www.thevikingvoice.com.
Yeah, thevikingvoice.com. We'll have some rough stats up tonight before I go to bed, and we'll have full individual stats by Monday morning.
Toops comes near side with Butler in the slot. Price and Jones far side. Lewis in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back, looks. Quarterback keeper goes up the middle, gets hit, and dragged down before he can get back to the line of scrimmage. And then on the tackle, started off the bat, looked like Ridge Spivey, number 64, Bill.
Yeah, also in there was Chris Stinson from the defensive end position. And the Wolfpack will turn the ball over on downs again. It'll be first down, Vikings.
And we'll take over at, this is the first time, Bill, tonight, 7:20 to go to first half, that we've started in our territory.
Yeah, it really has. And just barely, we're at the 48-yard line.
Ball right in the middle of the field, going from right to left on your radio dial.
Right on the eye of the Viking.
Darius Howell brings the ball in, brings the play in, gives it to Kari Franklin. See if we can get you the guys in the backfield.
Let's see, he's looking like 25.
Michael Mitchell, Robert Anderson, and on the far
side is
Gerald Dent. At the wing back. They're in a five-man front. There's a snap. And we give it to Anderson up the middle. Big hole as he rumbles across the 50 to 45. All the way down, Bill, to the 41-yard line. It'll be 11-yard carry, and it'll be a first down for our Vikings.
Anderson just charged through the middle and kind of lost his footing a little bit. Brian Moore, number 21, just able to make a shoestring tackle. Otherwise, Anderson might still be up.
Hunter in now. C.J. Moore in. Gerald Dempsey checks out. C.J. Moore goes the far side. Hunter under center. Franklin at the wing back. Hunter drops back. Looking. There comes the pressure. Throws the ball deep downfield. He's got a man wide open. Number 14 off the fingertips of C.J. Moore at the 5-yard line. And I think we're going to have pass interference, Bill.
That's the second flag of the night. The first flag was a false start on the Vikings. So let's see what we got here. Tyler Hunter just reared back, let that ball go. It hung up in the air. Let's see what we got.
The field judge. Yep, pass interference against the defense. It'll be a 15-yard penalty.
C.J. Moore did a great job adjusting back to the ball. And when he did, the defender just kind of ran into him and kind of guarded him as he went up to try and make the block. That's face guarding. And got called with the interference.
Takes it all the way down to the 27-yard line. Will it be first and 10 from there? And that'll be, Bill, if I'm not mistaken, the second first down our Vikings have made tonight.
Yeah, the first one came on Robert Anderson's run just a few seconds ago.
6:28 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 35-0. Tyler Hunter under center.
Strong side
Franklin
left.
In motion. Hunter drops straight back, looks, throws out to Franklin. Makes a catch at the 25. He's up to the 20 where he gets hit by number 6. That's Edmonds Thompson. Pickup of about 8. Let's see, they're going to give him 8. Nope. Give him 8 yards. Will be second and 2. The ball at the 18-yard line. Got to get at the 19-yard line. We've got to get down to the 17.
Yeah, Kari Franklin just kind of snuck out of the backfield, rolled out to the right. Hunter just dumped it over the rushing defensive line, and great catch by Kari Franklin.
Aaron Winston in at wide receiver. He comes near side. Man coverage out there on him by Travis Baker. Hunter still under center. They're now in a 6-man front. Takes a snap, drops straight back, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, and overthrows Winston. And Winston had a hand on his back, but a very experienced back judge says nope.
Yeah, Travis Baker, I really thought might have just pulled on Aaron Winston, but you're right. The official right there in front of it, no call.
The third and 2, 5:39 to go first half. Vikings lead it 35-0.
Interesting to see the Vikings come out in these pass patterns and throwing the ball now.
Brandon Fox comes wide receiver now. Now we got a man in motion towards us. Oh, Do we,
number,
did we move?
No, 42 jumped into the neutral zone. Antonio Tarplin.
Let's see. Or did we draw him?
I believe he, because he hung his head when he jumped across the line.
Dead ball.
Yep.
Encroachment on the defense. 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down for our. That'll move the chains 5 yards. It'll be a first down for our Vikings.
Yeah, your defensive lineman, when he jumps offside and then when he jumps back and hangs his head, you can just about say it was his fault.
Take it down to about the 13-yard line. It'll be first. Nope. Take it down to the 14-yard line. First and 10 from the 14.
Good crowd here tonight for an opening ball game. A good crowd across the way as well.
Hunter gives the ball to Robert Anderson. Anderson across the 10 down. Gets knocked down about the 9-yard line.
The fullbacks coming out, Anderson and Lee Ruiz both, have kind of stumbled a little bit. You wonder if maybe that's the turf a little bit coming out from their position. Now, it hadn't slowed down Greg Reed or Gerald Demps. Now, they get a wider stance, and they come out, don't necessarily run inside the tackles like the fullbacks.
Franklin
do.
At wing back. Anderson at fullback. We send C.J. Moore far side. Franklin now in motion. They give it Anderson up the middle. Rumbles right across to 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Texas. Robert Anderson, touchdown for the Vikings. 4:55, 4:56 now in the second quarter left. Our Vikings up 41-0 right now.
Jackson Dalton, the long snapper, number 38. Cole Parker to hold. Mark Willis to attempt the extra point. Snap, ball's down, kicks up. And with 4:56 to go in the first half, it's our Vikings, 42, Woodland, nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium where our Vikings lead the Woodland Wolfpack 42-0 here with 4:56 left in the second quarter. Now set to kick off for the Vikings will be senior number 40, Mark Willis. We had a little bit of time out during that in between the chains. A player for Woodland, number 24, Alex Fendura, has to be assisted on the field. Now he walks off under his own power. So now Woodland now sends their kickoff receiving team onto the field. And like I said earlier, Mark Willis set the kickoff for the Vikings. It's like back deep, number 27, Chris Lewis, along with number 26, Kevin Wynn, for the Wolfpack. And here's Willis's kick. Down into that corner, as always. Looks like it's going in. Nope, not quite to the end zone. Caught right at the one. And that's number 26, Kevin Wynn. As he tries to make a cut about the 13-yard line, he falls down. It'll be first and 10 for the Wolfpack. They'll mark it about... That's almost the 14, 13-yard line. So first and 10 for the Wolfpack.
Lewis and the shotgun. Again, splits his receivers. Two near side, two far side. We're in man coverage. Five man. We're in a four-man front. Shotgun drops back, looking, rolls to the press box side, being chased. And Chris Simpson has his hands on him and will pull him down. As he gets up to a bat, they're going to mark him, Bill, at the 12-yard line.
So that's law. Well, he picks up. No. So he's about
17-yard line. Pick up a 5. Lewis running for his life. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 42-0.
Yeah, Geraldo Orta now is going to check in at one of the safety positions, along with Marcus Solomon.
Jones goes far side. Got Price. Pass out to Price. Makes the catch. Good job by Price to hold on to the ball. It was tipped as it went by him. And he had to bobble it. Made the catch. And probably pick up about a yard. Bilko's going to be 3rd and 4. The ball at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Geraldo Orta was there to make the tackle as soon as the catch was made. 3:45 clock running now in the second quarter. The Vikings lead 42-0.
Tukes comes near side. Butler in the slot. Price in the slot on the far side. Ball going deep down to Tukes. Overthrows everybody.
Greg Reed there in coverage.
Now, Bill, you wonder, you're trailing 42 to nothing. You've got third and four from the 20. Would you go for it or do you punt it?
It's hard to say. I mean, I with this much time, I think I'd go ahead and punt it, try and get the ball out of there. If you were up on the 30, I'd say maybe go for it. It's a 10-yard difference in where you are right now. But I don't kick it to Greg Reed.
Well,
I kick it away from Greg Reed.
Hunter Brown standing back about the 7-yard line. We've got 9 men on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. We're coming after it, but he'll get it away. And Reed will take it at our 49. He's across the 50, the 45. The 40 comes outside, catches field back, turns, reverses across the 40, and a great tackle by number 27, Chris Lewis, to bring him down about the 39-yard line.
Greg had a lot of room. He was looking to find an open hole. Thought he had got it, and you're right, Lewis made a great shoestring tackle. There's a player down for Woodland. Number six.
That is Edmonds Thompson, a junior.
Kind of holding his lower leg. It might be just a cramp.
It is.
Yeah,
you see the way Zach, it's just a cramp.
Yeah, we said earlier, it is really a very warm, humid night, and it's always this way. When you first begin the season here in South Georgia, it's just always this kind of weather. And sometimes a school from Atlanta that it doesn't maybe have the same kind of heat index that we practice in day in and day out, our kids maybe are used to it, have got the fluids in them, that sometimes some of the schools that come from Atlanta and a little further north don't have the same kind of heat to deal with, so they don't drink the fluids the way that they should.
3:14 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 42 to nothing.
Edmonds Thompson is up and walking off on his own. You can tell he's kind of favoring that calf, though.
Darius Howe brings the play and ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Michael Miller will bring that offensive line to the line of scrimmage.
So 3:14 left here in the first half.
Darius Howe goes far side. Anderson in the backfield. Greg Reed in motion. Kari Franklin with the ball, looking for someplace to go. Throws it out. Makes the catch to number 9, Gerald Dempsey, at the 30. Cuts back across the 25, all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Great heads-up play by Kari Franklin. Kari panicked for just a second and then saw Gerald Dempsey open, just dumped it off, and a great heads-up play by both. And Gerald Dempsey gets us down to the 20-yard line and a first down.
About an 18-yard pass play from Kari Franklin to Gerald Dempsey. Moves the ball to the far hash mark. They get the chain set. They'll start the clock. Inside 3 minutes to go.
Heard the first down Vikings from the left out here.
Franklin goes under center. Anderson at fullback. Reed, wing back on our side. Dempsey, wing back, far side, wing. Dempsey in motion towards us, gets the pitch out, starts around the left side, runs right over. A Woodland man, the ball, nope, they say he was down. The ball came out, but they say he was down, and the ground calls a fumble down to the 15-yard line. And Bill, he ran into number 21. That's Brian Moore, a 5'10", 185-pound senior, and Moore just stopped Gerald Dempsey dead in his tracks.
Well, I don't know about dead in his tracks. I think he gave him a little bump, but he did slow him down, that's for sure. But the correct call, Gerald Dempsey, as he hit the ground, the ball hit the ground and bounced out. And, of course, that will not be a fumble. We got a timeout by Woodland.
And with 2:11 to go here in the first half, Vikings leading it 42 to nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. 2:11 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 42 to nothing.
And it'll be second down and about five for our Vikings.
On the 15-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Kari Franklin, the quarterback. Robert Anderson. Call him Texas at fullback. Greg Reed at wing back on our side. And Michael Mitchell, wing back on the far side. Takes a snap, gives it to Anderson right up the middle. There goes Texas off to the races, and touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Texas. Robert Anderson with his second touchdown of the night.
Bill, I think it's his third.
No. Two by Greg. One by Michael Mitchell. Two by Greg. Two by Anderson. That's seven. Seven times seven is 49 when we get this extra point. They line up for the extra point. Greg Willis sets the kick. There's the snap.
Kicks up. And it's good. And with 2:03 to go here in the first half, Vikings 48, Woodland nothing. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Groundside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. 2:03 to go first half. Vikings lead it 49 to nothing.
Willis set to kick off. Back deep for the Wolfpack, Chris Lewis and Wynn. Here's Willis's kick.
High end over end kick.
Going to be a little short, about the 7-yard line.
Wynn takes it, drops the ball, picks it up, and falls on it, Bill, at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Wynn hit the ground. You heard the whistles blow. Under 2 minutes now here in the first half. Who you got as a guest coming at halftime?
Dr. Steve Smith.
As always, Dr. Steve Smith, always here for our first game of the season. Talk about things going on at Lowndes County School Systems. Of course, Dr. Smith, the superintendent of Lowndes County Schools.
Corey Franklin in the defensive backfield. Tyler Hunter, Gerald Demps, Marcus Solomon. We're in a four-man front. Lewis in the shotgun. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made by Price. Up and drops the ball.
Yeah, no catch.
He heard Lee Ruiz coming and dropped it.
Geraldo Orta now is going to check in. That will give Tyler Hunter a break. Also coming out, Mikey L. Padgett, somebody we hadn't talked about earlier. Mikey L. playing on that defensive line a lot this year.
Lewis goes under center. Got Wynn in the backfield. And he gives it to Wynn over the left side, and he'll get up to the 15-yard line, Bill. Pick up about a yard, and that'll be it.
Yeah. excuse me. Michael Copeland along with Lee Ruiz right there to meet him as he got to the line of scrimmage. And there's no place for Wynn to go.
Minute 35 to go in the first half. Vikings lead it 49 to nothing.
Clock is running now, 127, 126. Be halftime here soon.
Yep. Two receivers near side, two far side. Lewis in the shotgun by himself. Drops straight back, looks, throws out in the flat. Oh, and the ball picked off by number 24, Greg Reed. And he makes the interception about the 23-yard line. And that's where he'll return it from.
I see you, Greg Reed. That's three for Greg, in case you're counting. I mean, Lee Ruiz laid a lick on that receiver. There was no way he was going to catch that ball. It went right over his hands. Greg Reed standing there to make the reception and just walks into the end zone.
Minute seven to go here in the first half.
Willis set the kick for the extra point. Dalton snap. It's up. And it's good. And with 107 left here in the first half, 56 to nothing, our Vikings lead the Wolfpack of Woodland.
Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Mark Willis set to kick off with a minute seven to go here in the first half. Vikings leading it 56 to nothing. Chris Lewis back.
Willis's legs gonna be tired.
Along with Kevin Wynn. High, high kick. Wynn takes it at the 5. He's up to the 10, 15, 20. Steps outside. No, that's not Wynn. That's Sam McClama. McClama all the way out to the 32-yard line, Bill.
And there on the tackle was the kicker, number 40, Mark Willis, to make sure that he didn't get any further.
Nice return by Sam McClenna.
He stayed behind his wedge and just kind of hid there. And then as the Vikings came by, he just kind of snuck through the middle.
There's Sam McClenna.
Fortunately, Mark Willis there to make the tackle.
Same formation we've seen all night out of Woodland. Twins left, twins right, throws out in the flats. Catch made
fumble,
by
fumble.
Tyre Butler. Ball's on the ground. Vikings pick it up. Corey Franklin falls on it at the 27-yard line.
That was a catch and then a fumble. And you're right, Corey Franklin there to fall on it, and it's the Vikings' ball now with 50 seconds left.
50 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 56 to nothing.
So the 27-yard line, almost 28-yard line.
Tyler Hunter at quarterback. He's got Corey Franklin in the backfield, along with looks like Greg Reed and Stephen Gibbs.
All right.
Gibbs comes out wide receiver. Anderson, Texas, at fullback. Reed standing right beside him. Franklin at the wing. Tyler Hunter takes a snap, drops back, looking, and he's hit, drops the ball. He picks it up and falls on it all the way back to the 44-yard line. Good hit in there by number 34. That's Brandon Russell.
Hunter thought about throwing the ball, and then and when he's got that ball out there exposed, he tried to bring it back in, and he got hit right at that moment, and the ball just popped out. He thought about trying to pick it up, thought better of it, and just landed on it.
25 seconds to go. We'll run one play. We send Aaron Winston to the far side. Hunter goes under center there in a three-man front with the three linebackers. Walk the corner up on the outside. Comes on the blitz. Give it to Texas across the right side. Jerks one man, two cuts outside. Back inside. And they'll run him down inside the 25-yard line. But that'll be the last play of the first half. And we're going to take a two-minute break. We go to halftime at Martin Stadium with the Vikings leading 56 to nothing. We'll take a two-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.